Good morning.
Day Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with what brings back thoughts of Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill. The Supreme Court nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, and the woman who has accused him of sexual assault, Christine Blasey Ford, will be called to testify in the Senate on Monday.
Well, yeah, you know, the Republicans were really between a rock and a hard place. They didn't know what they had to do. They didn't know what to do. You have the President of the United States sounding almost contrite about the whole thing and saying, well, everybody should hear it, because they knew they had a huge problem with women voters. And you have all these Senate elections coming up, which are much closer than was expected, so that it looks like the Senate could flip. And of course, that's the last thing that they want to have happen. Now, here's what happens. If, in fact, both the accuser and the accused testify here, and it is inconclusive, they're going to confirm this guy. No two ways about it. On the other hand, if other people come forward, if there's other stuff that we see, I suspect what's going to happen is that this nomination could go down. And if it goes down, and then it turns out that the Senate flips, then what you have is the possibility that there will be no Supreme Court appointment by this president that can go through. I mean, after all, the Democrats all remember Merrick Garland and what the Republicans did to them with the Obama appointment, which he didn't get. It just wasn't fair, and everybody knows it. So it's incredible to see Mitch McConnell getting up there and talking about how unfair this whole process is and how the Democrats aren't acting appropriately, when in fact, he's one of the great anti-heroes of all times when it comes to contemporary fair play in politics. So a lot is riding on this now, and we're going to have to hold our breaths and see what happens in terms of people coming forward who are at the same party, who can confirm what was going on, or if in fact it turns out that Judge Kavanaugh's friend, who says now that it didn't happen, but who also wrote a book talking about alcoholic blackouts and who says he's had a lot of problems remembering things. If all of that comes to bear, we're going to have to just see how this thing turns out.
About this for a headline, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, 76 years old now, is actively considering a campaign for president as a Democrat in 2020, concluding that it would be his only path to the White House.
You know, David, for years, Michael Bloomberg has been wanting to run for president of the United States. And for years, he's called people in and said, should I or shouldn't I? And then says it's really not a clear path. Now you're 76 years old and you say, okay, it's now or never. Now, I have really approved of many things that Michael Bloomberg has said and done. Not all, but many. And I'd like to see him running for president. I think he's a sensible guy in many ways. Not completely, but in many ways. He's a pretty good candidate. And he could win, because he'll get a lot of Republican votes as well as Democratic votes. But he's really got to stand. You can't just say, anoint me, because it doesn't happen that way in politics. You got to put yourself out there. You got to make the argument. Then you got to see whether you can do it or not. He was a very good mayor of New York City. I think he would be a good president.
President Trump, Alan, has the move to cap refugees allowed into the U.S. at 30,000, a record low. The move, says the Times, the latest in a series of efforts that the president has made to clamp down on immigration in the U.S.
Well, you know, he reads the polls and he knows what people want. I, of course, am a great believer in what has happened in this country, that we are a nation of immigrants, that it's all been good. This guy picks out somebody who kills somebody else and says, see, they're all like that. He is the president, of course, in that is, in my way, un-American because of what we stand for in this country. And yet, you know, Americans are saying, shut them down, shut the hatches. Not all Americans are saying that, but some are. It's pretty risky because, as you all know, when people stop to think and say, if you're Italian or Jewish or this or that, you say, hey, wait a second, he's talking about me. If they do that, then Trump is a loser. If they don't do it and say, no, he's not talking about me, he's talking about the new people, then Trump wins. He is playing to that dark side of people, and we know what his game is. Whether he gets away with it is whether or not people can have the guts to look inside and say, hey, this ain't right.
Alan, the 27th Congressional District, that's where Republican Chris Collins, now indicted,
will remain on the ballot in the Western New York race.
Meanwhile, Nate McMurray is the Labor-endorsed candidate on the Democratic side. Seems like this seat could be in play.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt it could be in play, but what I'm finding fascinating is that Collins, of course, because it's a very Republican district, could win. I mean, you can be indicted, and you can run, and you can win, and it wouldn't be the first time. So we have to see whether or not that's the case. I do believe it is perfectly possible for Collins to win.
Someone who's lost, Sheldon Silver, the former Speaker of the Assembly. And I read this morning that the judge, Valerie Caproni, rejected his request for bail. He's just got a few more weeks to prepare for a 7-year sentence.
David, I know I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm sad about it. I've known Shelley for years. Of course what he did was venal and stupid, and he shouldn't have done it. It's awful, and it's so representative of so much that goes on in Albany. Nevertheless, it's a great tragedy. It's a human tragedy when a person makes those kinds of mistakes and has to pay for it, probably for the rest of his life. I tell you, I get no pleasure out of this, but it is what it is.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Dodge those raindrops today, folks.
Indeed.